It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 33 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Basketball's done. It's spring sports time. We're looking at baseball, softball, soccer, track.
Yep.
Is there anything else going on in spring? They moved tennis and golf to the fall, so I think that's pretty much covered.
Trap.
Yeah. Yep. Trap.
Yeah.
So lots of things to talk about. Lots of different sports to talk about. We're going to talk about them all. But before we do that, we're going to talk about the number 33.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're missing one of our great sponsors, Toad Thumper Lures, Cody Tedford. We were planning on him coming in for 33 so we could lambast him about his favorite number 33.
What kind of guy chooses a cruise over us?
I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna lay money down that he didn't choose that.
Yeah.
It was chosen for him.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Thanks. He would have rather been here, I bet.
Thanks a lot, Kara. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. But moving on to episode 33, who do you think the greatest 33 is?
I have one. I see right here, J.R. Ewing. Did he play for the Cowboys? Or I never saw that part of that show.
That wasn't J.R.
No? Okay.
Well, if you're asking, I mean, Larry Bird. Larry Bird's the greatest 33. Yeah, and I'm not saying that he's better than 23. I'm saying that that he's the best 33.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's still Lakers fans that would dispute that, I think.
I understand.
Kareem.
I know. I understand. And,
I agree.
Jabbar,
I like Larry Bird.
Had a lot of his better years before I was probably watching the NBA a whole lot. He's a little older than Bird.
Under a different name, I mean.
Yeah, and then, that's right. But, man, I remember, you know, I think I was in middle school or early high school when Bird and Magic and Indiana State and Michigan State, and then they go to the NBA. And
who can forget those shorts?
You're not that much younger than I am, are you? I guess you are. 6 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I was like, you know, I was basically out of high school and college when they were out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was probably a freshman in high school or sophomore, something like that.
Yeah, but I like Jabbar when he was Lou Alcindor.
Yeah.
And he played at Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And they won the championship in 1971.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Lou Alcindor team.
I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
I was one.
I know. I understand that. But that, I'm just telling you, that's my favorite. When he played up there, that was my favorite team. Now, he went on to have a long, great career with the Lakers. They won a lot of championships. But he was, I'm not going to say he was a minor part of it, but he wasn't. It was Showtime, and he was the little commercial before or after.
Yeah.
You know, when you got Worthy, you got Magic, you got all those guys. There's just so many of them.
And there'll be every once in a while, there's somebody in the talk about who the GOAT is. We'll throw Jabbar in to that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably my favorite, if you're asking me who the best, I say Bird. If you're asking me my favorite, Scottie Pippen.
That's my favorite 33, too.
Yeah.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
But there's some good ones on this list.
We talked about how good 33 would be. Tony Dorsett was a great running back for the Cowboys. Eddie Murray, maybe one of the best four or five switch hitters of all time. Roger Craig won four Super Bowls for the 49ers. Mm-hmm. I mean, Frank Robinson is who my dad would bring up. Mm-hmm. Former Cincinnati Red, former Baltimore Oriole. My dad still says that the worst trade the Cincinnati Reds ever made was trading Frank Robinson to the Orioles.
Yeah.
So he couldn't even tell me who. Maybe he got Merv Rettman or somebody like that.
No telling who they got.
You have Shaq on this list.
Yeah.
I saw where he was 33 when he played for maybe the Cavaliers.
The Suns and the Cavaliers.
But he didn't wear it at LSU.
Yeah, well, I've got it in parentheses right there beside his name.
Okay.
The listeners can't see that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for throwing me the Shaq bus.
Yeah. A lot of listeners were like, dang, you know.
He's got some knowledge, man.
Yeah. Those guys have knowledge.
Yeah. I do have some knowledge. My Razorback 33s.
There you go.
Lee Wilson on that national championship basketball team.
Biggest feat ever to play for the Razorbacks. They even got an imprint of his feet up there at Bud Walton.
Down, really?
You've seen that, haven't you? Downstairs. Yeah, I mean, you stick your foot in there. I can stick both of my feet in there. Wow. Where one is. I think it's 18s.
Yeah.
And on the football side, one of the greatest kick returners ever, Dennis Johnson from Texarkana.
Yeah, coaches at Plays Arkansas it. High now.
Yeah, I was going to say he's back there coaching. Mm-hmm.
Is it a West Virginia thing or Arkansas thing? I'm not on my birth certificate, but I got a hospital certificate. Has your feet prints as a baby?
Yeah,
that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we, I did that. We too. Were when I was still at Hurricane Ministry, and we took a baseball trip to Toronto to watch. I don't remember who the Blue Jays were playing, but it was just a men's baseball trip. We had a lot of fun. Did a little golfing along the way, and we're getting ready to go into Canada. And then you only needed your birth certificate. Mm-hmm. This has been quite a while back. We look, and Tom Osborne has his hospital certificate. He didn't have his birth certificate, and we told him they were going to make him take his shoes off at the border and see if those feet matched up with his hospital certificate. He was worried that we were going to leave him at the border and go on to Toronto.
It's not matching up.
Anything else on 33s before we go on, guys? A lot of great 33s. I'm sure we didn't even scratch the top surface.
Tyler didn't even touch on hockey.
There was a bunch. True. Well, Patrick Roy was the best. He was like 7 on the list.
Was his name Roy?
Or Wah.
Well, I don't. It's spelled Roy.
Yeah, they don't know how to spell.
Yeah. Those Frenchies.
I don't know what they're doing. That's because they don't know whether to speak German or
exactly.
English. Apologies to everybody in France that'll be listening.
By the way, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We've already offended them with the Paris, Arkansas jokes.
Yeah, true.
they're not listening anyway.
That's true. Well, let's move on to Leopards if y'all are ready to do that. Leopard baseball, Lady Leopard softball, both go into spring break undefeated.
I was just telling Tuttle, do you realize how long it has been since you and I have called a Leopard loss?
I do, because I heard you talking about
it. Yeah, it's been a while. We're on a pretty good roll. We're butter.
Well, it's been over almost a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's the Nashville game, right?
So.
No.
Wherever you're going, Leopards, you need to keep me and Greg in tow, because we're apparently some kind of good luck charm.
Yeah.
Or we're undefeated in this is conference.
No, this is overall.
When was the last Leopards loss?
The last Leopards loss was in basketball.
Boys basketball.
They lost to Magnolia.
Right. Yeah.
Which was like the 12th, 18th, somewhere around then of February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
21st of February.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been about a month.
It's been a while. Yeah,
it has.
It's been about a month. So
it's been a good run.
Yeah, it has been a good run.
And it's going to go another week.
It is going to go on the week. Yeah, well, at least mostly they are playing this week in a tournament at Mayflower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We're not going. They didn't ask us to go. So,
We are not responsible for what happens this weekend with the Leopards.
That's exactly right. But Leopards, I mean, this past week, great week for them. They beat Magnolia twice. And Magnolia, one of the teams that we at least thought were going to be one of the contenders for the top one or two spots.
Well, you know, talking to Coach Chad Lights and Ethan Crocker, they both still believe that.
Yeah.
So those were huge wins. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, after the softball win at Magnolia, Chad makes a beeline for me after the teams shake hands, and he goes, that was a huge win. Of course, that was a 4-3 win.
Yeah.
They come to our place Friday, and we beat them 13-0, just knock them all around.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, that shows you the amazingness of home.
Yeah.
Playing at home or playing away. I think, you know.
2-hour bus rides and.
Yeah, and plus the fact, you know, I'm not discounting the Lady Leopards. They're great. But I do think, and Magnolia also, you know, they didn't go to school Friday.
Right.
We went to school. So that changes your whole routine and everything. Yeah.
Their kids were up till, you know, 3 a.m.
And so, you know, it just changes things. Nevertheless, the way they've got it now, we got 2 games on them. So if we get tied with them, we're above them.
Yeah.
Both ways. So in both of them, I mean, you want to talk about anything specific in those games, Tony?
In the softball games?
Either one of them.
Well, in the softball games, anybody that knows Chad Lights knows he loves small ball. If you can't bunt, you can't play for him. And we just small balled them to death.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah.
Getting batters on base, right? That's the number
one. It's getting a batter on base, bunting. Maybe they throw in the ball in the center field. Worst thing that happens, you move them to second base. Yeah. You know, pass ball, they're at third, bunt again, they're home. Yeah, you scored a run.
Exactly.
Maybe there's one out. Maybe there's none, depending on how well the other team plays defense.
Yeah. You know, they used to do that in baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
They did. They did. I remember reading something about that.
You know, I can't – it's been – longer than since we called a loss that I can remember seeing a bunt in baseball. Yeah. You don't even see one anymore.
No.
I didn't read anything about it, but I heard two guys once going on about it for a long time.
That looked like us?
Yeah, it looked just like you guys.
Yeah.
Well, and then in the baseball game, of course, we were at softball Tuesday, and the baseball team came back and won. Dad and I watched it on their they have a YouTube feed, and we watched it later, and the Lepers just got hot one inning, scored three runs in the sixth, and beat them 3-1. Then at home, we're trailing, I guess it would have been 3-1, and in the sixth inning, the Lepers just go crazy. They load the bases, Wise hits a double down the line, drives in three runs, or 3-2, and then makes it 5-3, and then they walk the next batter, and Graham hits a ball that was a no-doubter.
Yeah.
And he knew it was a no-doubter. Mm. He may be still standing in the batter's box watching that ball.
Yeah. Yeah, he stood there and watched it the entire time.
Yeah.
And it was a no-doubter.
It was, man. It almost hit the Agri building.
Yeah. Oh, wow. But just mention real quickly, Connor Shelton.
Yes.
Great job.
Yes.
For the Leopards on Tuesday. You know, Logan Patrician came in. Probably pitched more pitches than he usually does. Had a couple left, but they took him out. Graham came in and finished him off.
Graham pitched really well.
You know, and in our opinion, Magnolia probably made a mistake pulling their pitcher.
Yeah, their pitcher, he didn't throw super hard, but he was throwing strikes. He was only like 65 or 70 pitches. Mm-hmm. They pull him, and then we just jump on the two young men that they put in after him. Just jumped all over him.
They pulled him because he was throwing too much at that point?
Well, I think the coach got nervous. He was just a sophomore, and I think that he thought he was losing it.
Yeah.
Turns out he should have left him in.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But so anyway, Lady Leopards are not playing this week. It's spring break. You know, so Leopards, I believe, are playing in a Mayflower tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I believe, is when that is. So we'll catch that up next week. But, Tony, we got one more thing to do. We got to name the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week.
Well, Senior Perry Nickerson, who's headed to Rich Mountain to play softball, off to a real good start. You know how important pitching is in girls softball. 4-0, 2.25 ERA, 45 strikeouts. And here's the one that... Four walks. Man, if you play good defense and you don't walk anybody and you make them earn everything they get, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Yeah.
45 strikeouts this year?
Yeah. In four games. He had 15 against Mineral.
Yeah.
That's nutty.
Yeah. Yeah. She's done a really good job. I mean, you know, we've watched her pitch for so long. It seems like she's the only pitcher the Lady Leopards have ever had.
It does seem like I cannot remember the last pitcher that Lady Leopards had that wasn't Perry Nickerson. I think she's in her sixth year of eligibility.
Yeah. she does a really good job. It seems like her velocity, her control, and her pitches have all gotten better since last year.
Well, and I will one thing, and we'll move on. But I had a chance to peek at the softball game because they start at 4:30, and baseball starts at 5 on Friday. Magnolia gets a runner on base. I don't know how they got it on base, but I'm about halfway between the fields watching, and they try to run on Cat SoCash, and the girl was out by 15 feet. I'm thinking, what are you doing, man? Yeah. trying to run on her for?
You had never seen her before.
I mean, he's only been an all-conference catcher for
That's right. But
and how long has Perry started for the Lady Leopards?
So I think from day one.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she's pitched. I mean, she started in the ninth grade. She was pitching in the ninth grade.
Crazy.
So this is her fourth year to pitch, and just done an excellent job. She's a great kid.
Yep.
All
great family.
Yeah, they are. So. we move on.
Yeah, that was your Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, and that finishes it up for the Leopards. So let's talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, our oldest sponsors here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Huge Leopards fans, big Leopards supporters, and they own great businesses. Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, and you can follow them both on Facebook. It's DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. You can see what's going on with both with one like and one follow, so we encourage you to do that. It's a great way to support a business without spending a single dime. You can give them some interaction and share their posts and see all the stuff that they have going on. Again, you can call Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 870-898-5181 and schedule your appointment. Also, DeQueen Animal Hospital, 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387.
Vets.
Indeed. Schedule your appointment through them or just ask any questions. They'll be able to answer any of your questions. Just some of the Google reviews here. All the staff take great care of my cats and two dogs when I go out of town. Absolutely awesome place to take your fur babies. Are we okay with that? Fur babies? Do we?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, okay. Fur babies. Sometimes I want to say it, but
how about just babies?
All right, yeah, yeah. I want to say fur babies, but then I feel like Jeff looks at me weird. He's like, really? You say fur babies?
Jeff's got 14 cats.
True.
You've heard of the cat lady?
Yeah.
Cat man.
Yeah, cat man.
Mr. Havish, show him over here.
Yeah. Yeah. He's cat man. He is cat man do.
Yeah, cat man. All right, man. Yeah, Catman Doom. DeQueen Animal Hospital, like, again.
How long have you been thinking about that one? Pretty, nah.
It just comes to them.
Yeah.
Cats, yeah, sure, and dogs, insects, horses from small
elephants,
to big. Yeah.
Bison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever they can to make sure.
Literally, all animals in this area, they take care of them from big to small.
That's right.
All of them. They take care of all of them. And you know, the thing about it is, I just want to mention this real quickly for a mention. What a great community partner the Martins are for both of these communities. And just to mention, I want to mention one thing because it just amazes me, as busy as they are, that mm-hmm. Jennifer takes care of this also.
Yeah.
There's people that are there are some kids that are need food on the weekends and after school and stuff. Jennifer is called the backpack program.
Yeah.
She takes care of that. She organizes it. She goes and gets the food.
Yeah.
And she does all that stuff, and just amazing people, mm-hmm. and helping in every way they can to make this a better place to live.
Absolutely. They big in the athletic boosters. They help arrange with Dory and a couple of others the food that the community, the churches, and businesses do with softball, baseball, football, all of it.
Yeah.
And they're at more Leopard events, Greg, than you and I.
Yeah,
they are.
True. And then, like, when it comes to just the business, I mean, it's just so nice. You go in, like, it just doesn't even feel like it's,
no,
you know, like a transaction. Sometimes it's just nice, you know. Mm-hmm. And if there's one thing people will let you know is when they have a bad experience at a veterinarian, pediatrician, veterinarian, everybody's going to talk and let you know. Just look at the reviews. I see over 500 reviews between the both of them, and their rating is ridiculous. So, you know, that's really, really good. So shout out to them, to DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Schedule your service and appointments today. We move on.
All right. Time to talk about Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Jim?
Sir.
Looks like the Panthers had a really good week this week.
Yeah, I called it the revenge tour. We played Nashville on Monday and then Malvern, and we lost both of those guys by one run earlier in the season, but then beat them both handily.
Yeah.
And so that's Coach O'Bannon was tickled to death about that, and then went to Carthage and played a good Carthage team Saturday and beat them 2-1. So in three games, fellas, they only gave up five runs. And
boy, it's
so
good pitching there, yeah.
Yeah, pitching's good. Guys throwing strikes, led by Walt Jones, Kyler Jones, and Jared Baker. Those are kind of our three main guys. Gunnar Altenbomber's pitched well also. And so those guys have pitched fantastic so far.
As much as we mentioned Walt, he probably ought to be a co-host. We're going to get him a headset.
Yeah, no kidding.
Having a great year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good. he's pretty good. Yeah, and the I think the Carthage win was really big. And talking to – I wasn't able to do that game. And talking to some of the players, that was a game they'd kind of circled and knew they were pretty good. And Cutter Dollarhide had a really good game. He went 3-for-4. He's an SAU Tech commit, and he knocked in both the runs. And so I saw him in church yesterday, and he was real excited about that and the ability to win those three games. They go to Joe T. Robinson Thursday and Friday and Saturday and playing a tournament over there. I think they're playing Batesville, Woodlawn, and I forget the third team. So that'll also be a good measuring stick for them. The conference starts on Monday.
Wow. I looked at Scorebook Live last night when I was putting together our show notes, and I noticed that they had a really good week, so I was anxious to hear your report about the week. Did you call any softball this week, Jim?
I did. I called two games, and our girls try hard, fellas. I feel as bad as I have ever watching a team play. They compete hard. They just
– That's all you can ask, man.
Yeah, and they're getting better. They made in the second game I did Monday and Tuesday. In the second game, they made 7 or 8 plays in the infield, routine plays, but they made them. And so you can see that some progress is being made. And Stormy Ward's a good pitcher, and you can see the progress. And Coach Prince, I'm telling you, he is a patient man, and very encouraging. And I think we're going to fool around and surprise somebody before the season's over with, and just hope the girls can just stay with it, because there's only 10 girls on the team,
right?
And one's been injured, so it's been tough. But
what class is Stormy, Jim? What class is Stormy?
Stormy is a 10th grader.
Okay, see that bodes well too. Because in girls softball, especially baseball too, but in girls softball, pitching is everything. Pitching cures a lot of ills and maybe covers up a lot of shortcomings.
It does. And the thing about softball, guys, unlike baseball, Stormy can pitch every game.
That's right.
And
there's no pitch count. There's no inning count. Nothing. Yep.
So
Stormy can pitch till her arm falls off.
yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much the story.
That's right.
But you can see her too, that she's improving. She's getting her change up over, and as she starts getting that change up over, she really is going to be good. And she's a great young lady, a hard worker. I mean, everything that you look for in a good teammate.
That's awesome, man.
So Jim, does softball have any games this week with it being spring break?
They were supposed to play in a tournament, but with the one girl hurt, down to 10, they decided not to do that and get ready for the conference season. They believe their shortstop, Allison Gore, who's probably the best player on the team as far as hitting and fielding, she's been out for 2 weeks. And so I think they're going to wait to get her. She's supposed to be free to play on Monday. And so I think they're going to wait and not play until Monday and get her ready. And that'll make a big difference. I mean, you put your shortstop out there, then the young lady was playing, her sister was playing shortstop. Now she can play second base. And so that just kind of strengthens the infield, get everybody back where they need to be. And so they're not playing until Monday.
Okay. Anything else you got for us on Panthers that you want to talk about?
Well, the track season's going pretty well. I'm talking to Coach Baker and Coach Ladarius McElroy. They've been pleased with the track season so far. Zamaria Roan, the Kenya Williams, obviously they're they're showing out. Sure. And so the track season's going well, according to the coaches.
Great. We just got to do your Domtar Panther Player of the Week.
Well, I tell you what, fellas, you could pretty much give it to Walt Jones at any time and any moment, but I'm going to give it to Cutter Dollarhide. Cutter had a really big game against Carthage, and when we really needed it most. So let's give it to Mr. Cutter Dollarhide, the second baseman.
All right. The Domtar.
That's a great baseball name, by the way.
Player of the Week. Cutter Dollarhide. That's a great name, just period.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it is a great name.
It might be better than Boogie Flan.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'll tell you a quick story about Cutter. Cutter goes to one of my churches, so I've known Cutter, forever. And 2 years ago, at DeQueen, matter of fact, he was kicking for the football team, and he planted his foot and tried to kick an extra point, and basically his leg just broke. Broke his leg. He got it infected. He had to stay in Children's Hospital for several weeks, had to have a skin graft. I mean, you name it, he had it. And so for him to come back now as a senior and get a scholarship to SAU Tech, it just shows his perseverance. And, boy, he is a hard worker, and he's overcome a whole lot when most people would have probably not been able to play anymore. Cutter's playing at a high level, and so not only is he a great player, but he's a very, very disciplined and self-motivated young man, and I'm just excited to see him receiving the fruits of some hard work.
Man, congratulations, Cutter.
Nice. Yeah, great job, and congratulations on being the Domtar Panther Player of the Week. Jim, you want to talk about your walk a little bit just for a second?
Sure, yeah. It'll be April the 12th, and it's a 30-mile walk, and we raise money for different charities in the community. The biggest one we do is we'll pass out around 400 new pair of shoes from Academy to all the kids in Little River County.
So 30 miles, is that in a circle, or do you walk to Genoa? How does that work?
Well, I used to walk. My first time I did it, I walked to Wilton and Ogden, and my wife's not too high on me walking on the highway, but now since I have it on my phone, I walk the neighborhoods, walk to the schools, kind of stay in town, and I just walk until it gets to be 30 miles.
Wow. Yeah, man, that's a long way.
It is. I agree.
That's a long ways, but I commend you for that, and the good that it does in the Little River County and your community is just amazing.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Yeah. The people ask me, when am I going to quit? And I said, I can't afford to because I can't sing and dance. So I'm going to have to walk till my legs fall off.
I'm going to tell you, the board ops say you can sing.
Yeah.
Oh, 102.1.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, I try to do that when I'm on there. Every once in a while we're on there and they say, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Listenership plummets. Yeah.
So, anyway, Jim, I just commend you for doing that. I mean, it's a great thing for the community, and you got just the whole community backing you. That's so cool, and the things y'all do, such a great thing. Just wanted to mention it real quickly, and we'll mention it again before it gets to April 12th. So, and we appreciate you and all you do for Panther Athletics and for what you do for us, too. We appreciate everything you do, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks you guys for the support of Panther Athletics. Have a good week.
Take care, Jim.
Bye.
And we move on now. We move on. What are we going to do? You guys want to talk about Outlaws?
Well, let's talk about the Outlaws. We got the man that knows everything about them.
Yeah, Kathmandu.
That's right.
This is a guy with more nicknames than Batman villains. I'm telling you.
Yeah, y'all wouldn't believe some of the things other people call me.
Yeah,
I would.
Oh, man. Oh, the Outlaws. We kind of touched on the Murfreesboro game last week because we done the podcast after it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll move on later in the week. The Outlaw baseball team traveled to Bismarck. They lost to Bismarck Lions 8-4. Grayson Kersey had a good game. He went 2-for-3. Had an RBI. Jordan Hill, 1-for-3 with an RBI. McLean Smith, 1-for-2. He reached base 2 more times, base on balls. He scored 3 runs. He's a freshman for the Outlaws, batting leadoff for them. So, a good game by Smith there. And like I say, the final score is 8-4. And then on Friday, they traveled to Caddo Hills. And they defeated Caddo Hills. I had that score somewhere, but I'm not sure where. But I know
first win of the year for
first,
them. Right?
That's what I was going to say, first win of the year. And the winning pitcher was McLean Smith, that freshman. He went 1-for-3 with a single and a walk and picked up his first varsity win from the mound.
Awesome.
So, you know, a good win for the Outlaws, and maybe that'll get them going. You know, they've played some pretty close games, and coming around, they've lost a few heartbreakers. Coach Ernest told me, you know, sophomore Trayton Alexander came in to close that game. He had 3 strikeouts, threw 22 pitches, 19 of them for strikes. You know, that's how your closer comes in and finishes a game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but once again,
you know, the heat, right?
Yeah. But once again, you know, Smith, he had a couple of good games for him last week, and just a freshman. So, and they pick up the win.
Nice.
Great. So
nice.
Move on to the Lady Outlaws.
Yeah.
The only action they had, they played 3 games in the DMAC tournament at Hope last week. They defeated Magnet Cove 4-3, lost to Mount Vernon Enola 10-4, and lost to Arkadelphia 11-7. So, you know, they went 1-2 over the weekend, picked up their first win with the victory over Magnet Cove. The numbers that Coach Owens gave me, Riley Simmons, she was 5-8 in those 3 games. Chris and Eisenhower went 4-7. Probably also handled most of the pitching duties, if I was guessing. Her and Simmons share pitching duties. Aspen Pugh had 4 RBIs. And Kylie Bray, a freshman, scored 5 runs for the Lady Outlaws over those 3 games. So, you know, good performance from several Lady Outlaws.
So they kind of get on the winning track before spring break. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll give them a springboard after the spring break to do some things. Do you know anything else you want to talk about those games?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering, what about this week? Are they playing any games during spring break?
I don't believe, unless they've scheduled something that's not on the schedule.
Okay.
They have nothing going on this week. So.
Okay.
So they'll get a week of rest and a lot of time to think about those wins and how much fun they were.
Yeah. That's a great thing. So Outlaws and Lady Outlaws both get their first wins of the year. And gets them going for this little rest here over spring break, and they'll be ready to go after that.
Yeah, that's right.
So anything else you got about Outlaws?
Well, the Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week.
Right.
We're going to go with freshman McLean Smith.
All right. Sounds like he had a really good week, batting and pitching.
Doing what he's supposed to do at that leadoff.
Yeah.
Leadoff batter. You know, he 1-for-2 in the game against Bismarck. 1-for-3 against Caddo, but he reached base 3 other times by walking and scored 4 runs, I believe, in those games. So he's doing his part and picked up the win.
Good. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So McLean Smith is going to be our Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week. Anything else outlawed, Jeff?
Booster Club Golf Tournament, April 19th.
There
Get
you
your
go.
Team signed up.
There you nice. Go. There nice. You go.
Well, let's move on.
Let's what move
about
on.
Them, what
let's
about talk, them Lions?
Let's talk about the Horatio Lions. The Horatio Lions, they lost to Dale. They beat Caddo 13-1, and they beat Spring Hill 4-3. So 2 wins last week.
We talked about that they would get it together. They just have too much talent and too much, you know, a prideful program to stay down very long.
Yep.
And so they're now 2-9 on the year. So Lady Lions, 5-5. Now they beat Ashdown. And
Paragould.
And beat Paragould. Lost to Mansfield and
Whitehall.
Excuse me. I'm not used to the
You aren't
abbreviation.
I shouldn't have abbreviated. I had room to make it.
That's okay. I
thought they'd lost to Wally Hall.
I hear Wally Hall's pretty tough.
Yeah.
So was Dale.
Yeah. He a lot better than Chip. So a lot tougher than Chip. So.
I can't hear Dale without thinking of Dale and King of the Hill. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't. That's where my mind goes. I'm sorry.
And you know, Tuttle goes to Chipping.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of that without thinking of Chris Farley. So
yeah, true.
So maybe that's a Tuttle thing as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Just another nickname.
That's right. But anyway, looks like Lions getting on the winning track, and Lady Lions, too, doing well. So,
you know, the Monday following spring break, the Lady Leopards and the Lady Lions play in Horatio. Should be a really good ball game, and we'll be there with radio coverage that day.
We will be.
Nice.
So Tony, who are we going to go with for our Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week?
Going to go with Haley Lyons. She's had a really good year, and we're anxious to see how the Lady Lions progress throughout the season.
Yep, it sounds good.
And they've named the team after you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I tell you what, that's like Jim Brown. You know, when they name the team after you, then
yeah, you're good.
Then yeah, you're that's yep. That's pretty much it. You know, the Steelers would be the Pittsburgh Roethlisbergers if they did that for Big Ben.
Sure, you don't want to name them the Bradshaws?
Well, I'd rather name them the Bradshaws.
Okay.
Or the Knowles.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Please.
Who would the Dallas Cowboys be named? Would it be the?
It had to be
the Prescotts.
Landry.
Oh, yeah, okay. It had to be
the Landrys.
Dallas Joneses.
Yeah, Landry Liggins.
Oh, man. Yeah,
we're going to call them the Landry Liggins.
All right.
They'd be winning. That's the year the biggest winner there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
At least lately.
Yeah, that's for sure. That ain't saying much. No offense to her, but I bet.
While we're on that subject, they just went ahead and named the Super Bowl trophy after my team.
Yeah?
The Lombardi trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
They did. Nice. There's people trying to change it, though.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll cancel him for long.
Yeah, you're
cancel
right.
For being mean to people.
Yeah.
I will too.
Yeah.
I've already been canceled. So yeah,
watch right. out. It yeah, was got, first. It was Ellen.
Yeah,
now it's you.
Now it's me.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, at least you're in good company.
I don't know about that.
Greg will be moving to Ireland next week.
Yeah. I'm not moving to Ireland. I can't eat that many potatoes. Let's move on.
Yeah, Gators.
Foreman Gators, 4-4 on the year. They had wins versus Cutter and Mineral and lost to Murfreesboro. Lady Gators, also 4-4. They beat Bismarck and Mineral, and they lost to Nashville and Alma. You know, so I'm going to tell you, based on what I'm seeing, they're having pretty good years.
They are.
Both are.
Teams. And, you know, they've played good schedules, too. Both of them have played good schedules. You know, 4-4 right now. You come out of spring break and you start the bulk of your conference schedule. I think they've set up themselves pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have. And so looking at a couple of players, we had Brody Bearden. He hit 400 for the week.
Yeah.
That's pretty good average.
He's going to be the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
Yeah.
Nice.
Congratulations to him for that.
Brody Bearden. Nice.
400, the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
I like it. Moving on.
Now we can move on to the Costock River Eagles. Eagles 3-3. They beat Mansfield 10-0 and lost to Lavaca. Or is that Lavaca?
I like Lavaca.
Yeah.
I think that's how they told us to pronounce it in the state tournament. Yeah.
You're asking a guy from Derrick's how to pronounce a town name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Well, of course, the first time I ever read it, I said Lavaca. So there you go. But I try
to say Derrick's. I think Greg says Dirks. Is that right?
It's Dirks.
I go Dirks.
not if you ask the people there.
If I have a chance.
What is it, Jeff?
If you ask the people it was named after, it's Dirks.
I have the choice between two syllables and one syllable, I'm going one syllable. It's just easier.
I mean, that's people say DeQuain. They say DeQuain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but one is right and one is not.
That's right.
People Which one's say right? Nashville, they say beep.
Do I have to cut that too?
I'm going to tell you the most fun I have during the day is listening to Tyler read the obituaries.
That's pretty bad.
Maybe you should set up like a TikTok or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's really fun to watch it, you know.
I would struggle at that. I'm going to tell you, I just would. I struggle with names.
I've lived all over the country. I've lived in a different country. It's weird when the entire rest of the world pronounces one name one way.
Yeah.
But here in Southwest Arkansas,
it's different.
That's all right. And we're going to let you know.
Oh, it's spellings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Frazier is one thing here. It's a whole different thing in West Virginia. Absolutely. A whole different. Doesn't even look like the same word.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we all remember the TV show.
That's right.
That's how I remember it.
True.
All right.
That's true. But
and I love a bunch of Frazier's.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The ones with the odd spelling.
Yeah.
And ones that have the spelling that we're talking about.
First time I ever said it, I looked at it, I was like, okay, fracasseur? Fracasseur, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to go back in time and be here the moment you said that on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't the radio either. It was the, I used to work at a furniture store, and we'd have to fill out like applications for financing, and they'd be like, Fraser. I'm like, boom, got it. And they're like, no. Or the first time I ever heard certain businesses, I saw a guy, I was like, I got to know where you work. And he said, I work at a warehouse. At what warehouse? You know, warehouse. And I'm like, okay. And I just wrote warehouse. I should have looked at his hat.
Works at warehouse over in Rat City.
Yeah, Rat City. That's another one. It's like, come on, man. You can't live in Rat City. Rat City? That's a terrible name for a town, Rat City. It's like, it's where I'm from, Rat City.
Right. Yeah.
I said, here, write it down. I'm like, oh, right. I got you. Anyway, Rat City.
That makes me laugh every time.
Where Rat City is, man.
When you said write it down, he should have said.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, you already said. Yeah,
you got it.
I'll rat it down.
You should have said
rat
it down.
I'll rat it down. So Lavica. They beat Lavica.
Yeah, they beat Lavica 10-9. Yeah. Back to the Eagles. Why don't we just start over with the Eagles?
Yeah.
Eagles 3-3 on the year. They beat Mansfield 10-0, lost to Lavica 10-9. Lady Eagles 1-4. They lost to both Mansfield and Lavica. Union Bank of Mena, Eagle Player of the Week. Tony?
Chris Carterby hit a grand slam versus Lavica, and he's had a heck of a year, man. Yeah. He can swing the stick.
He can. I think he does a little pitching, too.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so congratulations to Chris Carterby, the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
I love it.
Yeah. So
I guess we got some awards to give away.
We do have some awards to give away. Tony, who's going to be the Toad Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area this week?
Going to be Riley Simmons, and so this is not the last time she's going to win that award. Yeah. What is she, a freshman, sophomore?
Junior.
She's a junior?
Junior. Mm.
Is there a Simmons girl that's younger than her? That?
Why do you want to put me on the spot?
Oh, I don't know.
Somewhere in the world.
No, there's some Simmons. Somewhere. There are some. Yeah.
Well,
she's got a younger sister, yes.
Okay.
She's in elementary school.
Okay. Well, you're going to hear about Simmons for a long time.
Yeah, that's
coming
right.
from the Outlaws.
Simmons dynasty.
Congratulations, Riley.
And the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area this week is going to
Connor Shelton. Pitched a beauty at Magnolia. And those were, two big wins this week for the Leopards. Connor had a big part in that, and he's going to be our Leopard Player of the Week.
Nice.
And our Horatio State Bank Player.
Of the area.
Of the area. Right. Boys Player of the Area.
Boys Player of the Area. And we got one more to do. We got the Adderose Design Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area, and that's going to go to
Mallory Abercrombie. 400 strikeouts. And
not in one game.
No, not in one game. That's I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah.
Three home runs. Is that, that correct?
A three-run homer. Yeah.
Pretty good week for Mallory.
Yeah.
And so congratulations, young lady.
Yeah, congratulations to you. And you're our Adderose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area for this week.
Shout out to all of our sponsors that give away these great awards every week.
Yeah, we appreciate all of them for doing that, because we couldn't give them out if it wasn't for that.
That's right. And we appreciate this next sponsor, UA Cossetot. www.cccua.edu. Big Colts fan? Go to uacossetacolts.com. It's a whole separate website that is very well put together, and you have all the information that you could possibly need, all things Colts, all the time, at uacossetacolts.com. www.cccua.edu. You'll be able to find out everything you need to know about their programs of study that they have offered, state scholarships and grants for study, like the Arkansas Academic Challenge, Arkansas Future Grant and other scholarships, facility rentals, all the information that you need, employer resources, internships and apprenticeships, workforce recruitment, working directly with business and industry clients, UA Cossetot's training coordinators align training with each client's client's specific needs. So your specific needs are taken care of. If you're an employer, reach out.
Yeah.
Their athletics department going strong. Shout out to the Colts, of course. And some of the programs of study on offered, including adult education, GED prep, and more, committed to helping our communities grow. And one way to accomplish this is to offer accessible and completely free adult education courses such as GED prep, ESL, basic computer skill courses, and more for all who seek to further their academic and professional careers and lives. Let's be honest. Also, at a certain age, Greg, if you can help me out, is it 65?
It is.
65 years old.
I qualify.
You do. They have programs of study there free to you. That means you still might have to buy books or, you know, other kind of stuff.
Yeah, like if you go to welding, you have to buy the supplies and stuff that. They don't buy that. But
so you're telling me it's not too late for Greg to be a welder?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Or a nurse, Greg, if you wanted to get into, you know, your nursing or something.
The nurturing
like
nature he has.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Criminal justice.
I would love to be a nurse.
Yeah.
I like to stab people with a...
He'd be better off with a welding rod in his hand than a needle.
I think so. But yeah, so much to offer, way too much to even get in on here, but UA Cossetot.
Go ahead.
I like your hat, Greg. You're wearing a UA Cossetot hat, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, it must be.
And you know, one thing I wanted to mention about that is their new fiber engineer program that they're starting. It's actually going to start on April 15th.
Nice.
They're going to take 10 students, and it's already full for this first 15-week period, but they're going to do it again.
And say it's 8 weeks, is it?
It's 15 weeks.
Oh, 15 weeks. Yeah, oh, that's that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's 15 weeks, it's free.
It's totally free.
Yeah.
And this is a career.
Yeah.
This is just you don't know what you're doing. You're fresh out of high school or something, or a couple years, and you're kind of working here, working there. You're not really sure. This is just a straight path to a career for the rest of your life.
16 weeks, you're an engineer.
That's right.
And you got a job.
Making great money. Mm-hmm. I'm certain, again, as soon as the course is done, you've got a job.
That's right.
Just like that. So go to UA Cossetot or cccua.edu to find out more about that.
That's right.
Absolutely. We appreciate UA Cossetot for sponsoring the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all they do for not only for us here, but what they do for Southwest Arkansas.
That's right. Their students and the community.
Yep.
That wraps it up, man, for the local stuff. What's going on?
Well, it's March Madness, man.
Yeah. And locally, I guess we can all celebrate. I was at a campsite at DeQueen Lake when I heard that Arkansas got into the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. You know, it was buzzing.
Somebody picked
them. Did you jump in the lake and celebrate?
I should have.
Somebody picked them to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, who was that, Greg?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tony's got that. He'll tell us in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arkansas fan who believed in them.
Yeah. You want to talk about that first, or you want to talk about the Steelers? You know, the Steelers are trying to get crazier than the Cowboys, so they'll get more. They're actually getting more press than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that means they're doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But they are actually making moves and spending money, just not on a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
you get DK Metcalf. They've upgraded their defense a little bit, but man, they cannot figure the quarterback thing out. Mm. And Aaron Rodgers is just stringing them along and. I don't know.
He's flirting with the idea of playing with them?
Well, he was in Pittsburgh actually on Friday, and a lot of people thought that they were going to sign the deal then, and he walked out of there without a deal.
Would you have been happy if he signed the deal?
I don't know where I am with them right now. Part of me wishes they just go with Mason Rudolph, tank a season, and have a high pick next year.
Yeah.
Part of me thinks that the Steelers have got enough talent that if you put Aaron Rodgers with it, and he's not totally finished, mm-hmm. and as Greg says, I mean, he can't move, so you got to block for him, that they could have a good year next year. But it does the Steelers no good to go 10-7 year after year after year after year, pick 20th to 22nd in the draft. That's how they've got where they are.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you don't want to be in the middle of the pack.
Well, and that's what they've been for 50 years.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing about them is, me looking at it from the outside more so than you, is that...
Maybe too close.
And you've said this 100 times, they did not plan for life after Ben Roethlisberger,
absolutely.
And they're still They still don't have a plan.
They don't.
They don't have a
plan. It's clear they don't have a plan. Yeah. You could speculate that maybe they have a plan that nobody knows about. Maybe there's a vault in Tomlin's office where he has a plan and he goes and unlocks it behind a picture or something like that. No, there's no plan.
No.
No, we're flying by the seat of our pants trying to get a quarterback.
Well, I heard, I'm talking about them maybe drafting Jackson Dart from Ole Miss.
Well, the Alabama quarterback as well.
Yeah. But you know, they're going to have to move up to do that. So who are they going to give up? You know, they got to get
George Pickens is probably their best candidate to trade.
I don't think they'll move up that far of trading him, though.
Yeah.
I just think he doesn't have the work ethic or the personality that's going to lead.
No doubt about that.
That he's going to lead to getting move up. They may move up five picks, but that's not enough.
An outsider,
it might be to get the Alabama quarterback.
Yeah.
As an outsider looking in on the Rodgers situation, you know, if they get him to compete this year, they'll compete, but then you're doing the whole thing over again next year.
That's exactly right.
You're
going
to have to get a quarterback.
That's exactly right, because what Greg's saying, they don't have a pick where they can even draft a quarterback for the future this year.
Yeah, my deal with Aaron Rodgers is you're still looking at 10-7 or 11-6. I mean, you're not going to significantly improve yourself, I don't believe. Now they've let Najee Harris go.
Yep.
You know, he's gone.
That may end up being a bigger mistake than the quarterback thing.
Yeah, it could be. But deal is, at least they're doing something.
Well, here's my prediction, and we can. I think the Steelers, if nothing pans out and Rodgers retires, the Steelers are going to stand pat, and they're going to draft Tyler Shott from Louisville as their quarterback, probably in the second round. He's a 26-year-old quarterback who's played in college football now for about 8 years, and a big kid, 6'4", 6'5", and he can throw the ball, he's kind of kid the Steelers like,
but if he
can't move,
college,
of course, do I?
But if he's been in college for 8 years, he's not real smart.
That's right.
I'm not going to argue with that. But I really believe he's their back burner plan. I really believe that.
Yeah. Well, I my money's on Brock Purdy still.
Well, I mean,
I don't think the Falcons
say we're not trading Kirk Cousins. We're not playing him, but we're not trading Kirk Cousins, and I still think they're going to trade Kirk Cousins.
Well, I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to San Francisco. That's what I think is going to happen. I think that's what he's holding out.
You've been saying that for a while.
That's what he's holding out for.
Yep.
That's what I think.
But obviously,
because they either got to pay Brock Purdy the big money or they got to get rid of him.
And, there's a lot of Steeler fans fed up with Tomlin, and I say, we haven't had a losing season since he's been the coach. There's a lot of benefits to not having losing seasons. But they haven't won a big game in a long time either. And I'm starting to edge toward the we're going to have to try something different. Mm. You know, Tomlin's a great coach. He may go somewhere else and win five Super Bowls. But I think he's probably at the end of his run in Pittsburgh.
How long has it been?
18 years.
Wow. That's why.
Never had a losing season.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, but.
And he's the what coach?
He's the third coach in my lifetime.
Yeah. Wow.
Right around that. They've hired Noe in 69. I was born in 64. They hired Noe before I knew what the NFL was. Mm-hmm. And I've had Chuck Noe, mm-hmm. Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. I'm 60 years old. That's the three coaches.
And they hadn't fired them, any of them.
No.
Wow.
They've all went out on their own terms. Noe and Cowher are both in the Hall of Fame. Tomlin probably will be someday. So they've hired three Hall of Fame coaches in a row. We are due a stinker.
Yeah.
If the Steelers are, if any TNF team in the NFL is due a bad hire, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah.
So Cowher's been retired for 18 years, and every year an opening comes, people try to get him.
Yeah. Well, he's got a great gig. I wouldn't go either.
No.
Sit there and get to make fun of Phil Sims all the time.
That's the same deal with us. We talked about that, calling baseball games or calling them on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Which one you want to do?
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
We're
going to
have Benny Ester in at some point. I love Benny.
Yeah.
And we're going to have him in at some point, and we're going to ask him, would you rather be us or would you rather be you?
Yeah. Well, no, that's
because I would rather be us.
Wait a minute, that's a different question.
Well, that's true. All the way around, it's true.
Yeah.
I wish I had Benny Ester's height, 45 years ago.
Yeah. Y'all might not want me in on that episode because I got a few questions I'd like to ask him too.
Well, yeah, we do. That's the most makes it more fun.
Well,
you and him in a fist fight. Can we get that?
We got the camera.
Okay. We're ready for yeah. That. So we'll yeah. Camera
we ready for the, that at any
yeah,
moment.
Yeah.
You know? I think there's just like coaches and just like radio announcers and just like everything else. There's good ones. There's bad ones. I think Benny Ester's one of the good ones. Mm. I really believe that.
Mm. Well, there you go, Steelers.
All right.
Anything on your end?
I think we want to talk about March Madness now. I mean, I love this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun. You know, my bracket was shot Thursday by 3 o'clock, I think. But that's okay too.
Yeah. But not really. I mean, I understand that. You know, one thing about the Greg has 81 points, and me and Jeff and I have 80. And Greg's lead on me is due to the fact that he picked one of the playing games right so far. You and I have our Elite Eight all still in play. Jeff has 7 of his Elite Eight all still in play. Different combinations of Final Fours, championship games. So it could definitely go to anybody right now.
Hey, before we get into some of those, you mentioned the play-in games, and on our sheet you wrote favorite moments of the tournament so far.
Mm-hmm.
That very first game, Alabama State and St. Francis, that may be the best finish of the tournament.
Yeah, it was a good one. I'll tell you what, that Colorado State heartbreaker this weekend. I was pulling for them. You know, I'm definitely a David guy when David meets Goliath, and I was pulling for Colorado. They wear green. There's a lot of things to like about
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, there's going to be one less thing to like about them if the Mountaineers end up hiring their head coach as their new head coach. There'll be one less thing to like about Colorado State. But to me, that was the best game of the tournament. I thought, you know, your daughter, Greg, said that kid may have walked that made that shot. I've looked at it now 4 or 5 times. I think he did walk.
Yeah.
I think he did walk.
Yep. I think so too. After I looked at it later, and I think she's right.
Yeah.
I think he walked. But you know the thing about it is, I
don't mess with.
There was a game
Sarah Morphew in our basketball knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. There was a game. I was watching Ole Miss play, and at the end of that game, that guy took 4 or 5 steps and dunked the ball. I mean, it was like at the end of the game when they were ahead.
Yeah.
And he had a break.
Left about the 3-point line and didn't dribble again. Yeah.
I mean, why do they not call that stuff anymore?
I don't know.
I just don't understand it. But anyway, so favorite moments of the game, and you can't pick Arkansas. I mean, because obviously that's our favorite moments, them getting to the Sweet 16, right?
Oh yeah, easily.
One of the things before, I guess we'll talk about
my Arkansas. Favorite moment of the tournament so far has been West Virginia not getting in.
That'll stay your favorite moment, right?
Well, it is etched in history as the 2025 favorite moment of the NCAA tournament. The disappointed look on the Mountaineers' face when they did not get in the tournament.
Yeah. Man, oh man.
I'm gonna tell you, I really love McNeese State.
Oh yeah,
beating Clemson.
Yes,
I love.
Yeah, it was a good moment.
Yeah, that was a great game. Of course, that Colorado State game was a good game. New Mexico, I liked watching them play. I just got some teams that I kind of just like to watch, even if I don't even know who they are. But of course, you know, it's just fun to watch it all. I just like it all.
And McNeese State lost in the second round and lost their coach immediately following the game.
Well, they had already lost him.
Oh, was he already?
Oh, gone? Yeah. They were saying that he was on his way to North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for anybody that doesn't know, that's the Will Wade who got in so much trouble at LSU. Yes.
It's all legal now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't get in trouble now.
No.
No.
You'd have to try to.
You'd have to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's interesting on these brackets and how close they really are, and why I do think it will come down to championship night. Greg picked Florida over Houston. Jeff picked Duke over Auburn, and I picked Auburn over Duke. So it's definitely, you know, that championship game is worth 6 points, as tight as we are now,
yeah,
and as close as our Elite A's are, I think it is going to come down to Final Four.
What about Tyler? That's the only game he picked.
Right? Yeah, which I realized.
Well, he's looking at 6 points.
I messed up really badly because I picked something, so now I have to lose. I'm going to lose, you know?
My.
Well, I didn't pick any of the other things. I was like, I don't have to. I can't afford to lose anything. I just bought a house. I'm like, I can't participate in this.
We're not
going to
hold you to it.
And then I picked Duke make fun to win, you. And I'm yeah. like.
Hold wait, it over your head the rest of your life. Pick. That's all we'll do with it.
So who did you pick to win?
Duke.
I just looked at all the things. They had the most wins and tied for the least losses. So I was like, there you go.
We said something before we went on, and sorry, Dukey fans, but you all just seem to be able to come up with somebody that the rest of college basketball hates. I don't know how you do it. I guess it's the kind of elitist thing, but they just do it, don't they?
Yeah.
Christian Laettner.
It's the PA thing.
That's it. It's the PA thing.
Private school, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Playing with the public school.
I can't believe you're not chiming in on this.
I just don't even want to mention his name. I'm so tired of hearing it.
Yeah, me too. And if he stomped somebody before this tournament's over, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He's hurt for 2 weeks, and they're winning games, and that's still all you hear is about him. Mm-hmm. I mean.
So what's the biggest upset of the tournament so far?
Probably McNeese State.
Or Arkansas over St. John's.
Maybe Arkansas over St. John's. That was a big one. Well, they were a number two seed.
Yeah.
You know, Colorado State was a 12, but I noticed on the ESPN bracketology thing, there were more people picking Colorado State than the 5 seed in that game, which was, I got to look back at my bracket now. Colorado State beat
someone.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
my memory is shot,
and I couldn't find it. If you looked on there, I couldn't find it.
Colorado, Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis.
Yeah, you're all's Memphis Tigers.
Yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
thought was going to roll into this thing.
Yeah,
and I told you it was overrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got one right. How many times did you pick Arkansas?
I didn't pick Arkansas at all. I followed them too closely this season. I just didn't have any confidence in them.
I understand. You know, and that, which brings me to my next point, as you're seeing all over Facebook, all over the paper, and all over this, what a great job coaching John Calipari's done. And you know, here's the deal with me.
Which brings me to Jeff's shirt.
Yeah. You know, here's the deal with me is, if you were doing such a great job coaching, you wouldn't have been 0-5 to start the season.
Well, you wouldn't have been a 10 seed either.
No. They're playing well now, but I don't know that. I think that may be more of a product of them wanting to play well than it is his coaching ability. I don't think he's coached anything he wasn't doing.
Well, and people will say, well, that 0-5 start in the conference doesn't mean anything now. Yeah, it does. You wouldn't be playing Texas Tech this weekend if you'd have won 4 or 5 of those ball games.
That's right.
And you'd have been one of these higher seeds, and you've been playing somebody who might not be on your level.
Yeah.
But now you're playing Texas Tech, and they're a pretty good basketball team.
One thing that impressed me, and it's something we're going to deal with when we play Texas Tech too, is the chemistry of the team.
Mm-hmm.
I worried about us upsetting that chemistry when we brought Boogie Flan back, who – he wants to score 20
a game.
I wish
my mom had named me Boogie.
Yeah.
And he done a really good job, I thought, of doing his role and fitting in, you know, mm-hmm. and not trying to take over the game. Well, now for the Texas Tech game, you're going to have your leading scorer back. I would assume he's coming back because they thought about playing him against St. John's.
Yeah.
So, you know, the chemistry thing's going to be there. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have to see. But, one thing I'll tell you about this – as a 10 seed in Arkansas, I loved them beating St. John's because I know that St. John's got a number 2 seed because they're from New York and Rick Pitino was coaching them.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason they got a number 2 seed.
And it
seed,
shows really. You how strong the SEC is.
That's right.
I mean, St. John's is one of, if not the best team in the Big East.
Yeah.
And Arkansas is a 10 seed. What'd they finish?
They were. They
10,
were,
11, 12 in the conference?
They were under 500 for sure.
And mm-hmm. they just didn't beat they solidly beat St. John's.
Yeah,
they were clearly the better team.
And they really had a chance to fall apart after the flagrant one was called.
Yeah.
On Brazil.
Yep.
I was even on the phone with my friend. I said, This may be it. I mean, this may be where we come unraveled because I didn't like the call, but no Razorback. I mean,
there's a reason there's seven SEC teams left in the 16 teams in this tournament.
That's right.
And that's because the SEC has been the best conference in basketball all season.
Yeah.
The ACC has flowed apart, you know. Is Duke the only ACC team left?
Yeah. Only one that was in it after the first round.
That's right. So
they have seven of 16, and how many conferences are there?
A bunch in basketball.
There's a bunch of conferences.
Yeah, in basketball, there's a bunch. There's 10 in football. There's probably 25 in basketball. Yeah,
Duke is the only ACC team left with a flag standing.
Yep.
I had to.
Yeah, I understand. But, I the one thing I'll tell you about this, about Arkansas's chances, I like them. If you pick the three seeds out, I'll take Texas Tech over any of the other ones that we'd have to play.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got the best. You know, we got a draw where we got a chance.
Well, and
I'm not
going to say that Maryland can't beat Florida, and then you're playing Maryland.
Yeah,
you're playing Texas Tech, and then Maryland to go to the Final Four. That's why I told you I think it's possible Arkansas can get to the Final Four.
Who you'd rather see than Florida again? I mean.
Definitely. Oh, absolutely. Did you watch Florida play?
Yeah.
My dad thinks they're the best team in the tournament. And dad watches a lot of basketball.
Danny Hurley thinks they got the same treatment we got in state.
He voiced it, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He
blamed it on the
refs.
Well,
do you know, though, he said that to Baylor. And then I saw something today where in the first half, Baylor only shot two foul shots and Duke shot 17 foul shots.
Yeah.
Now I'm going. Maybe Baylor's that much more physical than Duke. But I'm going to tell you, it ain't even a good look for an official for things to be that out of whack.
Yeah. No.
It's not a good look.
No.
And
they're not.
Yeah.
Changing tournaments real quick, but we bragged on Arkansas State women for getting in their first ever. Did you happen to see that score?
Yeah. I think that was the fifth worst ever.
Well, when I flipped by there, when I realized it was on, I flipped over there. It was still the first half, and it was 66-13.
103-34.
Here's the deal with that. And I got on this soapbox last year when Marshall was the Sun Belt team in the tournament, and they had to go to Virginia Tech and play Virginia Tech. If they want this girls' basketball thing to be like the boys, which I think is what the girls want, they want it to be like the boys, you got to get these ball games out of teams' home courts.
Yeah.
They need to be at neutral sites. Marshall had no chance beating Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech in the NCAA first round of the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And who wants
no chance?
Who wants to go?
No, they didn't lose by 80, but that they had no chance.
But where that was, at least Marshall could travel there.
Right.
Arkansas State probably had 10 fans there.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why they do it at home courts. For those period of time, because they if you took UConn and whoever else is in that, I don't know who's there, but if you took them and you put them in Philadelphia, let's say, the attendance would be at half of what it is if they're lucky.
Well, and all about money.
That's what it is.
Well, yeah, like the rest of college athletics.
Yeah. And that UConn women's team, you can bet, had more fans there for it than Hurley's boys' team, men's team, had on the road traveling. I mean,
well, you know, here's the thing, and I've really quickly become a real girls' basketball fan. I love watching the girls play basketball. If they had a regional in Hot Springs and played it at Bank OZK, or if they had it in Little Rock and played it at, is it still Verizon Arena?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah,
if they were going to play I'd go watch it. I'd go watch. You know. What would it end up being? Six women's games or whatever. Yeah. I would do it. I'd buy a ticket and go watch and enjoy it.
Well, you know, the Sun Belt was at Hot Springs a few years.
And maybe it'll get back one day.
I was going to say, I think they had good attendance there for that.
Well, I would love to see it get back there just for selfish reasons.
Well, I think it's just all about money's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that especially with women's sports, I like to watch them. You know I do.
Yeah.
But I think when you look at money wise and trying to make money off of them, it's just like the WNBA. You know, they go on strike. It's like you said,
be the most profitable year the WNBA has ever had.
That's right.
But I mean, there's a difference between your pay being based on the money that your league generates than putting a team at a competitive disadvantage to make money.
Yeah.
You're putting these teams at a competitive disadvantage. And not just the Arkansas States and Marshalls of the world. Every team that has to go to UConn and play, yeah, or Virginia Tech and play,
or Tennessee
and play. Mm-hmm. You're putting them all at a competitive disadvantage.
Stanford. There's five or six.
South Carolina.
Yeah. South Carolina. They all get home games.
Yeah.
If they
did that in the men's, people would cry bloody murder.
Oh yeah,
but in the women's, it's business as usual. And until that changes, it's going to be looked at as second tier.
Well, you're not going to see very many upsets.
Yeah,
not with the number one seeds in those places because they're home. That's their home court.
Yeah,
you know how many? I wonder if UConn has ever lost a game in that round where they've hosted it.
Oh, I would doubt it.
I doubt it. South Carolina.
I bet you they hadn't lost two home games in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
Playing anybody anywhere. Right. You know, so.
And, you know, the regional, like that in the men's, taking away that home court advantage, take Arkansas, for example. How many of those other teams there, their fans became Arkansas fans when Arkansas played St. John's?
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Anything else you want to talk about before we let you go?
Me?
All of us. I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
I've enjoyed it, but I don't have anything else. I'll be interested to talk to Jeff later, see how his conference with the Steelers goes, and see if he will be QB1 for the Steelers next season.
I'm working more, man.
Yeah. Well, you better be working the rest of your body out because they don't have a line.
Yeah. Go out there with a big black and gold jersey and a target where the number is. Because what the Steelers' offensive line is. And that's why when Greg's point about Najee Harris being the only back to get 1,000 yards at least for the last four seasons behind the Steelers' offensive line, I told him it wouldn't surprise me if Najee Harris went for 1,300 or 1,400 this year.
That's right.
Behind the Chargers' offensive line.
Yep. Well, next week when we talk, I hope I'm losing to Greg on this bracket because the Razorbacks are in the Final Four.
Ooh. Me too. I'll take that. We need to close this down now, though. We've rambled on for plenty of time.
That's what we're good at.
Yeah,
you got to go with your strength.
Next week, we're going to ramble even more because there's not going to be a whole lot of high school athletics to talk about during spring break. But we'll be here.
And we will.
But for now, we want to thank our sponsors. We appreciate them for allowing us to do this. We thank Tyler for his help and what he does, making us sound halfway decent. And also
want to mention, with no games this week, we didn't have a DeQueen Motorsports game of the week, but we love the people at DeQueen Motorsports and Freddie Brenneman. So
there you go. I appreciate that. Good call. I appreciate that. And then the last thing we want to do, we want to thank the kids because that's who we do it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Go Hawks.